Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
And again, everyone.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma. Hare Dhamma, Nama Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And again, all together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
And again, all together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Dhamma, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Hare
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So, in our final presentation, we will hear, in essence, the last two chapters of this great transcendental epic. Last night, we found our Gopakumar once more in earthly Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan. And now he will continue with his story. Following Narada's instructions, I went to see the many places of Krishna's pastimes. I sang his names, most dear to me. I sang about his pastimes loudly and sweetly. And I focused my mind upon them. And I attained such a state of ecstasy that I became so emotional that it embarrasses me to even think of it. How can I describe this to anyone else? I couldn't tell whether I was living in the flames of a forest fire or in the supreme clear nectar of the cool waters of the Jamuna. And then, one day, while immersed in an ocean of weeping, I fell unconscious, and Krishna appeared before me to bring me back to consciousness. And then I saw myself being transported to another place along some wonderful pathway by a vehicle flying faster than the mind or higher than one could even imagine. I arrived at that shining world above all others, Sri Golok, which I had so long aspired to reach. And I was extremely astonished to find out that everything there appeared the same as that divine Mathura Mandala on earth. I took my bath at Vishram Ghat and I quickly went to glorious Vrindavan. I wandered around completely bewildered, and there I saw hundreds of thousands or tens of millions or all sorts of wonders, unseen, unheard of, and unimaginable by anyone in this world. The people, they were quite different than anyone I had seen before. They seemed deeply distracted, and after great effort, I discovered that I had reached the town of Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna was due to return home from the forest. When the faintest sound of the flute mixed with the mooing of the cows, it drove everyone mad. They rushed to the bank of the Jamuna singing his names, and I ran with them. And then, from a distance, flute in hand, Krishna emerged from amongst his friends and cows and said, "Look, Sridham, here is my dear friend Swarup." He leapt towards me and he came so close, and compelled by affection for his helpless devotee, I fainted in love in seeing him. And he caught hold of me, and suddenly he too fell to the ground. I came to my senses and I stood up and I saw that he was still on the ground, unconscious. And everyone was screaming and crying. I was so confused. I didn't know what to do. And then Baladev, he stepped forward. And understanding the situation, he had me embrace Krishna, put my arms around him and hold him. And then Krishna opened his eyes, filled with tears, and he recognized me. He recognized me as Swarup, the younger brother of his dear friend, Sridham. Now, finally reunited, hand in hand, he brought me to Nanda Bhavan and proceeded with all the glorious end of the day activities. Nanda then sat down in the dining hall and began to have his meal with the two brothers, one on each side. At the strong insistence of these boys, I sat directly opposite in my own place. And from inside the house, Rohini Devi sent the meal, arranged in many jewel-bedecked vessels of gold and silver. Then Yasodhamaya, with great affection, served all kinds of the different four kinds of foodstuffs endowed with all wonderful qualities. And Krishna began to eat. While he was eating, he also fed me. And then, after taking his dinner, Sridham took me home to rest. But that night, I could not sleep. I could not wait until I could see Krishna again. The following morning, I went with Sridham to join Krishna and the gopas and the cows as they took them to the forest. Krishna's parents and the young gopi girls, they watched him depart with greatly heavy hearts. But once we got in the forest, we played all sorts of games. In the places around Govardhan, we enjoyed tending the cows and making them drink water from the Jamuna. His wanderings with the cowherd boys and the state of ecstasy that all creatures thereby achieved, moving and non-moving, cannot be conceived of even by meditation in the heart. As evening approached, the Lord of Braj returned to his cowherd village, and later he played with Braj's young girls. Now, as Gop Kumar, now Swarup, is continuing his story with the Mathura Brahmana, he explains to him how the happiness of Golok far exceeds the happiness of any other realm. And every one of the millions and millions of cowherds, every one, the children, the young people, and the elders, everyone thinks, I am alone, the most dear to Krishna. And he loves me the best. The gopis, however, they feel that they are most insignificant. And they aspire for some simple service. And yet, it is towards each of those gopis, in their millions and millions, that Krishna always clearly shows the greatest attachment, compassion, and love, caring nothing for their own happiness. They only want to do whatever pleases him. All the gopis partake of that exalted and most perfect love. And they all constantly, constantly know the pleasure of Krishna's never ending chain of pastimes. And yet none of those gopis ever imagines that Krishna has special love for her. Now, Swarup is going to continue to enlighten the Brahmana. One day, while playing on the shore of the Jamuna, Krishna heard that Kaliya had come back to his lake. Once again, Krishna jumped from the tall Kadamba tree into the waters, and once again he was wrapped in the coils of Kaliya, and once again everyone in Vraj was on the verge of death. But this time, however, instead of violently punishing Kaliya, Krishna at once took all of his beloved gopis and briskly raised them up onto the hoods of this serpent, unlimited hoods of the serpent. Those hoods were delightfully swaying back and forth, and they appeared like rows of jeweled platforms, creating a most beautiful, impressive sight. And there he artfully danced with the gopis on those amazing stages, accompanied by celestial singers and musicians. And thus Krishna, who is the source of all amusement, enjoyed a rasa dance right there on the head of Kaliya. And then he mounted the serpent like a horse, and he drove him forward with his left hand, and his right hand he happily played his flute. And other demons also came, and Krishna dealt with them also very playfully. Swarup then said, but then the unthinkable occurred. Akrura arrived. In a greatly painful scene, he carried Krishna off to Mathura. However, when Krishna heard from Uddhava of the heavy sorrow the Vrajavasis felt in his absence, and how it could never be removed by any other means, he fully explained this state of affairs to the people of Mathura, and then, controlled by the love of his dearest devotees, he soon returned to Vraj. Impelled by compassion for the residents of Vraj, Krishna quickly gave them back their lives. He enjoyed with them until they forgot their misery and what had caused it. The fullness of Krishna's sweet cowherding pastimes is so utterly attractive and enchanting that it enchanted the Vrajavasi's senses, and after time they forgot everything, even that there was a past and a future. O friend, Swarup is speaking to the Brahmana, on another occasion the same Akrura came to Vraj on his chariot as if he had never come before. And again Krishna went to Madhupuri. Again he killed Kamsa. Again he returned to Vraj, where he continues to enjoy his pastimes. Thus Krishna again and again goes to Kamsa's city, as he did many times before, and again he returns to sport in Vraj. He subdues Kaliya time and time again, and in the same way, time and again, he lifts Govardhan Hill. And again and yet again, he performs his many other wonderful pastimes. And thus, he enchants the hearts of all of his devotees. in Goloka, the apparent misery of separation from Krishna is in fact the greatest happiness. And the anxiety that is felt by the Goloka Vasis is more ecstatic. Their anxiety is more ecstatic than any other pleasure. Both these contrary effects, that separation is the greatest happiness, that anxiety is the greatest ecstasy, both these contrary effects are due to the unique nature of the special love for Krishna found only in Golok. Swarup, he continued to enlighten this Brahmana. He said, O Brahmana, thus I have tried to tell you of Golok's unique, extreme greatness and sweetness, which flows everywhere like a flooding river. Krishna showed this most wretched person the favor of his mercy, mercy that others can never hope for. To no one should this be disclosed. Yet I have recounted my story to you. How much can I say about that supreme reality? Oh, the world of Goloka. Its multitude of residents always perceive its greatness. So now I have said enough. To all who live with the Lord in that abode, I offer my obeisances. Swarup then told the Brahmana, he said, early this morning, Sri Radhika Devi herself came and ordered me. She said, Swarup, a Brahmana from Mathura, who is my devotee, is coming to my grove. Go there alone, first thing in the morning. Enlighten him with good instructions. Console him and help him to quickly attain Krishna's grace. So I have come. My dear Brahmana, you think carefully and decide for yourself what is the highest goal in life and what is the best way to attain it? When Swarup saw that even after hearing so much, the Brahman had not awakened the treasure of pure love, he put his hand on the Brahmana's head. By the mercy of that great soul, everything that he had experienced became manifest at once in the Brahmana's heart, as if the Brahmana had experienced it for himself. In one moment, he was able to experience what Swarup had realized after a vast amount of time, travel, and trouble. And seeing his disciples so transformed, it plunged Swarup into even deeper ecstasy. Then, all of a sudden, from a distance, came rich, sweet sounds of flutes and horns, and mixed with the mooing of cows and the sound of veenas made from gourds and whistles made from leaves. That Lord of unlimited pastimes was coming nearby to water his cows and play with his friends in the Jamuna. As he approached, he danced with the playful gait of the king of elephants. He was like an ocean filled with waves of beauty. A garland of Kadamba flowers adorned his neck and his ears, and a peacock feather in his hair. A string of pearls decorated his beautiful conch-like neck, and his yellow silken garments shone brilliantly. On his broad chest hung a garland of gunja berries, and his arms shone with the splendor of golden armlets and bracelets, and the fingers of his lotus hands happily played on his charming flute as he held it to his beautiful bimba red lips. Now and then, his hand would gracefully brush aside the locks of his hair, which were powdered with the dust raised by the cows. Seeing him in that situation, both the guru and the disciple forgot themselves completely, and they threw themselves helplessly at his feet. Compelled by his love for his dear devotees, he ran forward to greet them. When he reached them, he too fainted and fell, and embracing them both with his long arms. Then in a moment, he stood up and he lifted them both from the ground with his own hands and steadied them. And smiling at the Brahmana, he said, "Dear Jana Sharma, by good fortune you have remembered me, and by good fortune I have seen you again after so long. I am totally under your control. Please feel free to enjoy here as you like." Swept away by ecstasy, the Brahman was unable to reply to Krishna or even look at him directly. His throat was sobbing, choked with sobs, and his eyes were burning with tears, as all he could do was place his head at the lotus feet of Krishna and cry and cry and cry profusely. Then Krishna gave that Brahmana a cowherd's form similar to Swarup's, and he turned then his attention to watering the cows and the other animals. And both Swarup and Jana Sharma joined his playing in the water and all the other games. And he and his friends deftly played all kinds of music and sported by crossing the river in various ways, both against the current and with it. They had a forest picnic, and Krishna sat in the center with unlimited boys in circles around, unlimited boys, and every boy felt that Krishna was sitting right in front of him. And again, all his friends, each according to his own taste, tried to outdo the other in decorating Krishna with an assortment of wonderful items from the forest. And that evening, the giver of joy to all of Braj left the new Gopa, Jana Sharma, in the hands of Swarup, and they all took pleasure in entering the cowherd village together. Now, as you may remember, this is an epic narration being shared between the great King Maharaj Parikit and his mother. He was busy pacifying her anxiety and answering her question. She wanted to know, or she felt an urgent need to say, that there must be a place for these extraordinary residents of Vrindavan, a place that's beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Dwarka, beyond everything. There must be a special place for them. So now the great king turns to his mother and says, "O mother, you are now fixed in the super excellent intelligence attained only by the mercy of Lord Gopinath. Now, reflecting on all you have heard, you can answer your own question about the super excellent destination of the Vrajavasis. By your own endeavors, dear mother, please try to reach Sri Golok, the deep ocean where the flood of transcendental bliss finds its ultimate limit. Just by going there, you will eternally relish all sorts of sweet, loving pastimes and exchanges with that Lord. That world, shining above Vaikuntha, can be achieved only by boundless love for the blessed feet of the lover of the gopis. When one meditates on the residents of that world, they grant the highest fortune of a firm standing in prema. Dear mother, I have thus replied according to the spirit of your affectionate and deeply thoughtful question, and all your doubts should now be destroyed." Sri Janamanjaya is listening to Jaimini Rishi telling him about this conversation between Maharaj Parikit and his mother. So Janamanjaya, who has just heard this amazing story of Gopakumar, he says to Jaimini Rishi, I am all successful. I am all successful. For you, O Lord, O spiritual master, have given me the opportunity to relish the secret glories of Vraja, of Golok. See, Sri Jaimini said, my dear boy, what you say is true. I can discern that you have properly assimilated what you have heard. Thus, simply by hearing or chanting this narrative, with devotion, or thinking about it deeply, anyone can achieve that most inaccessible of divine abodes. And if one engages seriously in the regulative practices meant for attaining Golok, then certainly one will achieve success. Jaimini was confident that his disciple, Janamanjaya, had now fulfilled his goal of life by having heard this narration, and that he himself had fulfilled his goal of life by reciting it. The auspicious fruits of hearing and chanting this narrative have thus been assured. Obeisances to him, the son of the blessed king of the cowherds, who is always astir with causeless compassion, who on his own initiative impels his servant to develop devotion to him, and who then becomes fully satisfied as if his devotee were being very kind to him. Sri Krishna is the best of all spiritual instructors, both internally as the Supersoul and externally as the Vaishnav Guru. He bestows knowledge and everything else required for advancing on the path of devotional service. Whatever Jaimini has spoken to Janamanjaya, therefore, has been inspired by Krishna. Because Krishna is the most compassionate friend of all living beings and is their original spiritual master, Krishna, without regard for spiritual qualifications or abilities, he tries to engage everyone in devotional service to him. And when he sees some positive response from a conditioned soul, he becomes extremely pleased. He then showers all favors on the candidate for his service. The gratitude is mutual. just as people in general are satisfied with someone who significantly helps them, all of Krishna's devotees are ever thankful to the Lord. And whenever Krishna sees his devotees practicing devotional service, he considers them to be his most gracious benefactors. Thus ends this wonderful book. And now Sanatan Goswami will give his final comment. May the Supreme Lord, in his form as Sri Chaitanya, who personally made me take up the labor of writing this book, always be pleased. The Lord, renowned by the name of Chaitanya, is Sriman, or the possessor of all divine opulences. He is Lord Sri Krishna himself, appearing as the son of Sachidevi. Sanatan Goswami then offers his obeisances both to the Lord and to the best of Vaishnavas, Sri Rupa Goswami. Thus ends the seventh chapter of part 3 of Srila Sanatan Goswami's Brihat Bhagavatamrita, entitled Jagat Ananda, or the Bliss of All the Worlds. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for making our hearts really full and full with devotion. We will just end this beautiful last evening together with a very brief kirtan, and then hear afterwards an orientation about our final conclusive meeting tomorrow at the hill. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale. Please join. Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sesha Shunyavari Askatyare Satanine Shri Krishna Chaitana. Please, everybody, Prabhu. Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Rama.
everybody sing one more time. Hare.
Oh,
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Oh!
us. Let us chant one more time together. Everybody, please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Hare Krishna. Finally, it works with you. No. My dear devotees, there will be more kirtan and more kirtans. For now, I request you to take your good seat, but it's so encouraging that finally you get the point. So, one moment, we just come. Yes, kirtan, kirtan, kirtan. But you know, it really starts when you start to sing in your homes, no? It's good sankirtan, but it is also good to do alone. So here, Hare Krishna. Oh, more attendance than yesterday when you were all going. So, my dear devotees, this was the concluding day of all the seminars. We heard the journey to the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, also Bhujampabhu, finished, and the class in the valley also finished. But it is not at all a conclusion. It is not at all an end. First of all, if you want to hear certain lectures again, maybe deepen the points, they are available by our technical staff, and I believe our Prashanta will tell us exactly how to get these in a moment in your final things. Yes. And I just wanted to say, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I actually think it is a genius idea we have developed. The idea was initially given by Bhujan Prabhu, and we talked a little about the details. We have a very nice conclusion, and if you can somehow or other stay until then, it is from 10 to, you know better than me, is it 1 o'clock? 10 to 2, wow. It is something special. So if you can please participate. You all will soon go to bed, and it's always said in, that the last thoughts which we take with us in the evening, I once heard it in one, it's one Vedic psychology idea, they travel as if through a tunnel, and then in the morning they come out. Yes. So once again, the last thought which you take with you in the bed travels as if through a tunnel. That is an expression to say it goes through the subconscious mind, and then you wake up with this in the morning. That's why we end our days with prayers before we go to bed. We try to put anything which might burden our minds out of our minds, and we go to bed with the milk and Krishna book. That was the old times. And then we have Krishna conscious nightlife, so to say, in the form of things. So it is good if you go to bed with this idea that let me make good use out of the times where I spent at the side of Giriraj. Perhaps there's something which you want to take with you in your life. It could be a new practice, it could be an insight, it could be a resolve, an inner determination. I wish to pay more attention to such and such. Perhaps to my reading or to my hearing, whatever. It is good if you take something with you from the retreat. We always hope that you will take wings with you and fly. Hare Krishna. Sorry. So, yes. Prashanta will give us just a detailed idea about some things we need to know. And Hare Krishna, all of you. We will miss you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, dear devotees, there are still many exciting events for tomorrow. The morning program will be the same as usual, the same timings, 5:30 Mangal Arati, 7:45 Guru Puja, then breakfast. And the closing program will be at the valley. Yes? We like? Yes. unless there is a change in the weather. Otherwise, we are heading for the valley, and it will start at 10 o'clock. So if you can be there on time, at 10 o'clock will be kirtan. Kirtan will be there for half an hour. And then, as usual, the closing ceremony will consist of, at first, a question and answer session, and then the concluding message from all the three teachers from their presentations. So the question and answer session, maybe you would be good taking some pen and paper with you. Sorry? There are some secrets. Okay. So maybe you would like to have a pen and paper for the question and answer session. So the questions, many times we ask you to write them on a piece of paper and deposit them here. This time we're not doing that, but you should think of your questions. I think some of you have already started. The announcement has already been made today. So think of questions which are related to the presentations that you heard, to progress in Krishna consciousness, and formulate the questions. You may write them down if you want. And then you'll find out at 10:30 tomorrow morning what will happen to your questions. Okay? So just prepare your questions so they are thoughtful ones that can be very interesting. Next, so this will go on for 1 hour, the question and answer session. The questions ultimately will be answered by Satchidananda Maharaj, Purishan Prabhu, and Jagatarini Mataji. Then from 11:30 to 12:30, we'll have concluding messages from the teachers. And then following this, there will be some guided meditation and group discussions. That's what it says here, guided meditation. So this will last for about 45 minutes. And then kirtan. So whatever you could not get today, you will get tomorrow. We have, at least 45 minutes kirtan at the valley. And so this will take us all the way to 2 p.m. So please attend tomorrow. It's an important day. It is the day that you can meditate on what has happened during the last 8 days, and you can pray to Giriraj, and you can make some sankalpas of what you want to take home with you, what you want to keep from this retreat, things that you would like to do following the teachings that you have received. So it is an important time. Please do not miss it. All right. So this is the picture for tomorrow. And the lunch prasadam will be served at 2:15 in the Giriraj Mahaprasadam dining hall. And see you very soon tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.